sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school volleyball action last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Shenandoah holding off Atlantic 3-2 last night. Trojans won two of the first three games as they rallied from behind in most of those contests before Shenandoah jumped out to a big lead in game four and took care of business there to tie the match. Trojans fell behind in game number five, and Shenandoah was able to hold off Atlantic's late rally, winning 15-12 in the fifth and deciding game as the Phillies topped the Trojans. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, it was Clarinda with a 3-sweep over Denison. Harlan beat Glenwood 3-0. Lewis Central topping Creston 3-0. And Red Oak outlasting Kemper Catholic 3-2. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, all 3-sweeps. It was Cam over Exira EHK, East Green beating Ankeny Christian, Glenn Ralston topping Peyton Sherdan, and Iowa Christian Academy defeating Adair Casey. All those matches are 3-sweeps. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Audubon over AHST 3-2. Also, Trainer went the distance, beating Missouri Valley 3-2 last night. In other matches around the region, it was Arweva beating West Monona 3-1. Des Moines Christian topping Coon Rapids Bayard 3-1. East Union, a 3-sweep over Bedford. Essex went 4 to beat Sydney 3-1. It was Guthrie Center 3-1 over Panorama. IKM Manning, a 3-sweep over Whiting. Nottoway Valley wins over Corning 3-1. And Villisca swept Clarinda Academy in 3 last night. In high school cross country last night, Creston hosting its invitational. On the boys' side in Class A, it was Glenwood winning the team title with 42 points. Thomas Jefferson with 68, the runner-up. Shenandoah third with 87. Winterset and Norwalk were 4-5. Atlantic with 146 points was 6th. They were followed by Creston, Kemper Catholic, Red Oak, and Clarinda. Individually on the boys' Class A side, it was Mark Abrams of Glenwood winning the championship with a 17-minute 10-second clocking. Blake Esbeck of Atlantic was a top 10 finisher. He was 9th. 18:05 was his time. In boys Class B, it was Earlham defeating the field with 45 points. Nottoway Valley was 2nd with 50 points. Orient Maxburg, Adair Casey, and Corning, the top 5 teams. Individually, T.J. Bauer of Nottoway Valley, the winner, with Spencer Rocholes and Emmett Wheatley, each of Adair Casey, placing 2nd and 3rd in that race last night. On the girls' side in Class A, it was Shenandoah winning the team title with 36 points. Atlantic had 76 points for 2nd place. Norwalk, Creston, Winterset, Thomas Jefferson, Kemper Catholic, and Clarinda, the rest of the field. In the girls' Class A race, it was Allie Krogman of Atlantic, the champ. Krogman wins with a time of 16:33 last night. Also in girls Class B, it was Earlham with 32 points winning. Corning and Central Decatur also in the race. Corning had the top 2 finishers with Kristen Carmichael finishing 1st and Tiffany Shepard placing 2nd in that race last night. Out of college football now, where the Pac-12 conference is standing pat, at least for now. The league's presidents and chancellors voted late Tuesday night to reaffirm their decision to stay at a dozen members. Commissioner Larry Scott says, after careful review, we have determined that it is in the best interests of our member institutions, student athletes, and fans to remain a 12-team conference. Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Texas Tech were among those considering a potential move from the Big 12, which now appears to have a new lease on life. Big East Commissioner John Marinato says all the members of his conference are committed to staying together. The presidents and athletic directors from the Big East football schools met for 3 at a Manhattan hotel on Tuesday. Marinato says each member pledged to remain in the conference, and the league is aggressively searching for replacements for Pittsburgh and Syracuse, which this week bolted to the Atlantic Coast Conference. Iowa was forced to abandon its running game, spread the field, and attack Pittsburgh through the air last weekend after falling behind by 17 points in the fourth quarter. Well, that decision led to the greatest comeback in school history. The Hawkeyes saved their necks in Saturday's thrilling 31-27 win over the Panthers by going away from what's typically been a balanced offense. The performance by junior quarterback James Vandenberg in the final 12 minutes raises the question of whether Iowa might be best served throwing the ball more than usual. Coach Kirk Ferentz says the perception that the Hawkeyes are a running team is misleading. Iowa hosts Louisiana Monroe Saturday, and its non-conference finale. We'll have that game for you Saturday morning here on the radio. 9 o'clock pregame, 11:05 is kickoff. Well, Garrett Gilbert won't get a chance to win back the starting quarterback job at Texas, at least not this season. The 19th-ranked and undefeated Longhorns say the junior signal caller will miss the rest of the season after having shoulder surgery. Gilbert was hurt in the season opener against Rice, but the injury wasn't disclosed until this week. Gilbert started the next game against BYU and was pulled in the second quarter and then demoted to third string last week. Arizona State starting defensive end junior Onyali is expected to miss at least 6 weeks due to torn knee cartilage. Last season's Pac-12 defensive freshman of the year was injured in the first quarter of the Sun Devils' 17-14 loss at Illinois on Saturday. Well, NFL fans are seeing plenty of scoring so far this season with 172 touchdowns scored. That's the most in the first 2 weeks of any NFL season. And quarterbacks have accumulated a record 15,771 net passing yards through the first 2 weeks. Seven teams are undefeated entering week three, including four clubs that didn't make the playoffs last year: Buffalo, Detroit, Houston, and Washington. New England, Green Bay, and the New York Jets are the other undefeated clubs. In other NFL news, the Baltimore Ravens have signed defensive tackle Haloti Ngata to a 5-year, $61 million deal. According to the player's agent, the All-Pro defensive tackle will make $40 million in the first 2 years of that deal. The deal came before Tuesday's NFL deadline to sign a multi-year contract or extension to a franchise player. Ngata headed into this season with a $12.4 million franchise tender that was fully guaranteed. Elsewhere, defensive lineman Igor Olshansky and cornerback Nate Jones have signed with the Miami Dolphins, who terminated the contracts of running back Larry Johnson and tight end Dante Rosario. The Denver Broncos bolstered their beleaguered wide receiving core by signing free agent Quan Cosby. The University of Texas product spent the last 2 years with the Bengals. The Jacksonville Jaguars have signed receiver Chaston West off Green Bay's practice squad, and they waived rookie receiver Jamar Newsom. The Minnesota Vikings have waived defensive end Adrian Owosum to make room for defensive tackle Kevin Williams, who returns to the active roster after serving a 2-game suspension for a 3-year-old positive test for a weight loss drug that's on the NFL's list of banned substances. Williams was also fined 2 additional game checks. That means he'll be playing the next 2 weeks without pay. That amounts to a fine of about $1.4 million. Buffalo Bills receiver Roscoe Parrish has landed on the season-ending injured reserve list just 2 days after he hurt his left ankle. On to baseball now, where Ivan Nova pitched shutout ball into the eighth inning. Curtis Granderson drove in 4 runs, and the New York Yankees move within 1 win of a playoff berth by beating the Tampa Bay Rays 5-0. Nova is 16-4. He and 2 relievers combined on the 6-hitter last night. Granderson hit a 3-run double and reached base 4 times, boosting his MVP credentials as the Yankees slowed Tampa Bay's charge at rival Boston in the AL wildcard race. New York can secure its 16th postseason trip in 17 years with 1 victory in Wednesday's day-night doubleheader against the Rays. The Yanks' lead in the AL East is a season-high 6 games over fading Boston. Elsewhere, Baltimore trimmed Boston 7-5 on Robert Andino's 3-run double in the 8th inning. Because the Rays lost, the Red Sox maintain their 2-game edge over Tampa Bay in the wild card. Mark Trumbo hit a 3-run homer. Vernon Wells added a solo shot, and the Los Angeles Angels beat the Toronto Blue Jays 10-6. The Angels are 3.5 back of Boston in the wild card chase. Adrian Beltre hit a 3-run homer in the first, and that held up for 15-game winner Derek Holland, and the AL West leading Texas Rangers beat the Oakland Athletics 7-2. The Rangers maintain their 5-game lead over the Angels out west. Asdrubal Cabrera, Travis Hafner, and Kosuke Fukudome hit home runs to lead Cleveland past Chicago 4-3 in the opener of a day-night doubleheader. The White Sox won the nightcap 5-4. Eric Hosmer went 5-for-5 with a 3-run homer, and Luis Mendoza got his first major league win in more than 3 years in the Kansas City Royals' 10-2 win over Detroit. Also, it was the Mariners topping the Twins by a score of 5-4. In the National League, Clayton Kershaw notched his 20th victory, pitching the L.A. Dodgers to a 2-1 win over San Francisco, ending the Giants' 8-game winning streak. Kershaw is 5-0 against the Giants this year and is the Dodgers' first 20-game winner in 21 years. Kershaw is 4-0 this season against Giants ace Tim Lincecum, who took the loss. Kershaw stands at 20-5 overall for the season. Pittsburgh slowed Arizona's drive toward the National League West title with a 5-3 win over the Diamondbacks, but the Giants' loss reduced the D-backs' magic number to 3 for clinching the National League West. Sean Markham threw eight strong innings, and the Milwaukee Brewers moved a step closer to the National League Central title with a 5-1 win over the Chicago Cubs. The Brewers' magic number for clinching the Central is now 3. Pinch hitter Ryan Terrio hit a go-ahead double with the bases loaded in the seventh inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals came back to beat the New York Mets 11-6. The Cardinals' 11th win in 13 games kept them 2.5 back of Atlanta in the wild card chase. Atlanta rookie Randall Delgado pitched 5 innings for his first major league win, and the Braves put the brakes on their recent skid by blanking Florida 4-0. That win helped preserve the Braves' lead in the wild card chase. Washington Nationals swept a twin bill in Philadelphia. Ryan Zimmerman's pinch-hit single in the top of the 10th inning gave the Nats a 4-3 win in the opener. Ross Detweiler outdueled Cliff Lee as the Nats took the second game 3-0. Homer Bailey shut Houston down again and came up with a career-high 3 hits to help the Cincinnati Reds snap a 4-game losing streak with a 6-4 win over the Astros. And Matt Latos tossed 8 2/3 shutout innings. Orlando Hudson had 2 hits as the Padres beat the Rockies 2-1. In other baseball news, Ozzie Guillen wants a contract extension, and he wants it now. The White Sox manager has 1 year left on his contract and says he does not want to be a lame duck manager going into 2012. Instead, he'd like the White Sox to tell him before this season ends if they want him beyond next season. The 47-year-old Guillen is completing his 8th season as Chicago's manager. Two people with knowledge of the negotiations say the Oakland Athletics have reached agreement to name Bob Melvin their permanent manager with a new 3-year contract. Melvin is expected to formally receive his new deal in the coming days. And Columbus starting pitcher Joe Martinez shook off a tough start to pitch 7 strong innings Tuesday to lead the Clippers to an 8-3 victory over Omaha in the AAA championship game. That's the second straight year that Columbus has won the AAA title. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.